Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The latest tips and equipment to improve your game. The latest from the leaderboards and your favorite courses. This is Golf in the Northwest, an action-packed hour about everything golf. Now, here's your host for Golf in the Northwest, Jason Swigard.
And a fine good morning to you all. We are out on the road this morning here at my home course, Forest Hills Golf Club, golf course and club out in Cornelius, where I've been playing for the last several years. And couldn't be more excited. We're hanging out here in the members lounge. Already tons of guys going off this morning, and conditions are perfect. That rain that came the other day could not have helped more after 2 to 3 straight weeks of dry, warm temperatures. So everything got a little moisture there. And, yeah, so we're going to have fun. Hopefully we'll be at a few more courses that you're familiar with throughout the rest of the summer before we wrap things up this season and get back into football season, which is only now a few months away. Hard to believe, but the summer solstice coming in just about 10 days. And then it is a prime golf season. But Joey Davis, who's been one of the pros out here for some 17 years, he's going to sit down with us at 8:15. The history out here is amazing. This course originally built in 1927. It has been a family-run operation going back to the 70s now. Second generation, Marcus Barros is the head superintendent out here. His dad purchased it back in the 70s and operated it for some 40 years. And so just a great, great place to come out. Course is not overwhelming, but provides plenty of challenge to all parts of your game. Great practice facilities out here. Very, very active men's and women's clubs too. But I always just love making a tee time and pairing up with whoever. I've met some wonderful people out here, just all sorts, and a very comfortable place to come play golf. People are out here just having a good time, and there's some very, very talented, some serious players out here too. So we'll tell you more about the course over the next hour. Obviously, the huge story of the week came Tuesday, blindsided everybody, the announcement to the PGA Tour, the DP World Tour, and the public investment fund from Saudi Arabia all coming to an agreement, trying to unify the game of golf under one umbrella. Is LIV going to go away? I will have some comments on that. I'll try to share with you the best that we understand things. It is still very, very premature in its formation of what it's going to be, how it's going to work. And they still have to pass the muster of the U.S. Department of Justice and make sure they do not violate antitrust laws. It's going to be an interesting thing. The goal, obviously, from the PGA Tour's perspective, one, make the legislation or make the lawsuits go away, and to try to eliminate LIV Golf. If this goes through the way that it is planned, Jay Monahan will be in a position to pretty much end LIV as we currently know it. If they choose to keep some team aspect going, they have the framework there to do it. And we'll get into a little bit more of the iterations of that. Also joining us coming up at 8:30, Hunter Westcott, PGA Associate Pro with the Northwest Golf Guys, And he won the professional flight in their most recent tournament, the Callaway Invitational that was out at Arrowhead Country Club out in Canby earlier this week. But the Northwest Golf guys have really, from when they started their program to now, it's a full-on their own club and membership, PGA status here. But Hunter's a great story, played at nearby Westview High School, and then went on to play college golf, and now he has come back as an associate professional. We'll get his thoughts on, you know, his game, where he's at, as well as getting involved and going through the process to become a certified PGA professional and the different routes that you can go. So much is into this game, and through COVID and everybody that started taking up the game, the need for more professionals, giving instruction, obviously all of the different things that the PGA of America has going on, trying to get juniors involved, their different programs and initiatives. They are going to need more professionals in this industry to help put these programs, maintain them, providing instruction and opportunities for so many more people to get involved into the game. So we'll ask Hunter how he's gone about doing that, and how he's able to do it through Northwest Golf Guys, which isn't really affiliated with any one particular golf course, and how the game is changing in that regard. So lots to get to over the next hour, but as always, we start by going inside the ropes.
It's time for an insider's look at the leaderboards, the latest on all tours, plus local golf events and golf news. This is Inside the Ropes, part of Golf in the Northwest.
Four tours we are keeping an eye on this weekend. We will start the Korn Ferry Tour, one of the more fun events for them, the BMW Charity Pro-Am. They are in Greer, South Carolina, playing two different courses, the Thornblade Club and the Carolina Country Club. Thornblade Club goes at par 71. They're both around 7,000 yards, so these tend to be birdie fests. They need to make it accessible for some of the celebrities and the amateurs that are out there as well. Ken Griffey Jr., if you saw any of the coverage on Golf Channel either earlier in the morning, and then they wrap it up. They come back with some coverage in the afternoons after the PGA Tour and the LPGA Tour live coverage are done for the day. But we had a 59 on Thursday. Michael Feagles, and if that name sounds familiar, he is the nephew of Jeff Feagles, the longtime punter in the NFL. His nephew, 59 at the Thornblade Club, joining that crew. Followed it up, though, with a 71. He finds himself three shots off the lead. He's tied with Chan Kim. But Josh Teeter, the longtime PGA Tour and Korn Ferry Tour veteran at 44 years old, trying to earn his way back onto the PGA Tour. He has quite a career he's made for himself. Joined the Korn Ferry Tour in 2009, made 26 starts as a rookie, won his only Korn Ferry Tour event, the 2009 Utah Championship, got onto the PGA Tour. He's had 220 starts on the PGA Tour, 164 on the Korn Ferry Tour, and is looking to get back there. So he's got a three-shot lead. Hasn't won yet this season, just one top 10, but he's right there at 43 on the points list. Boy, if he's able to win, that should shoot him up towards maybe the top 15, top 10, and put him in position to get his tour card back. Alistair Daugherty had a rough opening round. He had a great second round, a 5-under round, but he finished one shot off the cut line. So Alistair there, he's hovering around 90th place on the points list. Just trying to find consistency with the putter and the short game scoring for Alistair, and see if we can't. He's still got quite a bit of schedule left to have that special week or two to put him up in contention for a tour card. Champions Tour this week, the American Family Insurance Championship, They are at the University Ridge Golf Course in Madison, Wisconsin, a par 72, 7,083-yard layout. Justin Leonard, the rookie on the Champions Tour, former number one ranked player in the world, has a three-shot lead at 10 under par after a 62, looking for his first Champions Tour victory as he's just about a couple of weeks shy of his 51st birthday, but he's made every cut so far in 12 events this season, three top 10s. He's got to hold off Steve Stricker, who's in a crew tied at 7 under par with Paul Broadhurst, Stephen Alker, and Marco Dawson. Stricker, who is looking to take over the mantle as the guy on the Champions Tour from Bernhard Langer. He was won a couple of weeks ago the Senior PGA Championship. He's won both the majors on the Champions Tour this week. The LPGA Tour, a 54-hole event this week, one of the long-time events on tour, the ShopRite LPGA Classic in Galloway, New Jersey. And some of the players taking a week off. Danny Holmquist from Sweden, your leader, 8 under par, 1 under on her round today. Shara Schmelzel, American, in a group tied at 6 under par. Not too many big names up there. Georgia Hall and Anna Nordqvist will start the day at 5 under par. But all the buzz on the LPGA Tour was last week. Rose Zhang, after winning back-to-back NCAA individual titles, made her professional debut on a sponsor's exemption and became the first LPGA player to win in her professional debut since 1951. You could tell she was feeling the nerves, had a two-shot lead going into the final round, a 2-over 74, bogey on the 18th, got her into a playoff against Jennifer Kupcho, who knows what that experience is like, but won on the second playoff hole. And so Zhang now, 482nd in the on the World Golf Rankings. She will shoot up very, very quickly. But not only did she earn a nice paycheck, she accepted LPGA Tour membership following her win, and that will do a lot for her. Mostly, she will be eligible now to be a captain's pick for the Solheim Cup team that's going to play in Spain coming up in September. But she's also qualified after this week. They'll have a couple of weeks off, and then it's back-to-back majors for them, with the LPGA Championship at Baltusrol and then the U.S. Open a couple of weeks later, early in July, as the women are getting set to play Pebble Beach. She's the fourth first-time winner on tour this season after a collegiate and amateur career that rivals very, very few. Only one to win an NCAA Division I title and an LPGA tournament in the same season. So everybody will be keeping an eye on Rose Zhang, the 20-year-old, moving forward. PGA Tour is in Canada for the RBC Canadian Open, playing a new course in Toronto, Oakdale Golf and Country Club. And your leader right now is Carl Yuan of China. He is 9 under. Corey Connors, the local favorite, the highest-ranked Canadian on tour. He is at 8 under, tied with Aaron Rye, Tyrrell Hatton, CT Pan. Rory McIlroy, who had one of the most interesting press conferences we've had on tour in a while on Wednesday, after stumbling out of the blocks with a 1-under round, finished with a bogey-free 67 to get to 6 under. He is only 3 off the pace. And if he can shake off everything else that has gone on this week, look for him. He's a two-time defending champion there, won it last year, and that was the week when the LIV Tour had its first tournament and all that was going on. And Jay Monahan, and you've heard a lot of the audio that was played with him in the booth with Jim Nantz, all of those things. Well, a year later, the RBC Canadian Open can't seem to catch a break from the media spotlight, not the one that they would prefer, and we will get into that a little bit later on in the show. But that's what's going on around the ranks of professional golf this weekend. Plenty to keep an eye on there. And this will be – CBS will have coverage. Golf Channel picks it up at 8:30 this morning. ESPN Plus has its coverage going on, and then CBS will pick it up later this afternoon around 1 o'clock, 12:30, 1 o'clock for the RBC Canadian Open. So that's where you can find it this weekend. We'll come back. We're out here live from Forest Hills Golf Club and Country Club, at my home course. It's been so nice to me over the years. Glad we are out here doing this in the members lounge. Joey Davis, one of the longtime pros out here. He's been out here 17 years. He's a local guy, grew up here. We'll talk to him about the course itself, where it's at, some of its unique history. It's one of the oldest golf courses around, still going here in the Portland metropolitan area. This is Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The sinner and the saint tailgate. This is Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Now, Sinner and Saints, you got to wait a little bit there, Will. You guys are up following us at 9, and then we've got Major League Baseball on The Fan later today. Phillies and Dodgers at 12:30. Ducks baseball, what a comeback for them last night. Game one of their Super Regional, they spotted Oral Roberts an 8-0 lead, come back and win it on a walk-off RBI single in the bottom of the ninth. 9-8, so a win today over Oral Roberts. They go to the College World Series in Omaha. That'll be at 5:45 over on 910 ESPN Portland. But this is Golf in the Northwest, at least for the rest of the hour. We are out here at Forest Hills Golf Club and in Cornelius. It's been my home course for the last several years. So pleased to have joining us now Joey Davis. He's the tournament director out here. You've done everything out here in your 17 years, but local, you've been playing this course for years, and so glad. As friendly a face, he's the most recognizable face after Marcus out here when you come out. But thanks so much for hopping on with us. But we'll talk about the course and some of the things going on. But just you personally, growing up out here, playing the course, what led you to kind of want to have a career in this industry and being out here for so long?
Yeah. First off, good morning, Swag. Thanks for having me on the radio. It's a pleasure. Yes, it's been a long time out here for me, and I love it. It's a great place. It's a great game. I grew up out here, big part to my grandpa, my dad. I start off here 11, 12 years old doing lessons with Bruce Clark. And then basically just fell in love with the game, and the Spiros family kind of took me in and all is history, man. I've stayed here for a long time, and I love it, and it's been a pleasure being here. It's a special place for me. So,
well, no question, and you know, the history of this course, it was built in 1927, the first nine.
Yep.
And then the second nine came in 1954, correct, 27 years later. So the way it's routed now, the back nine was the original nine.
Yes, correct.
And so you can see from 10, it's right there off the side of the clubhouse, right down the road. And then the second nine was built. You've rerouted it, so that is the front nine. About 6,300 yards if you play from the back tees, 6,000 there from the second set of tees. But plenty of challenges. It's funny looking back, and they've done a great job chronicling with newspaper clippings and old photos and everything here in the clubhouse, what it looked like, and far less trees back then.
100%, and they're shorter. Now they're tall, and there's plenty out there for a challenge. You definitely got to hit it straight, and the greens are challengeable. They're smaller, and they mostly slope from back to front, so they get pretty quick out here. But yeah, it's a challengeable course, but a friendly course also.
A very friendly course, and that's what you guys have worked so hard over the years to keep, is just a friendly. I always love coming out as a single in the afternoons and weekdays, and I never know who you are.
Yeah.
You guys are, you're playing with these guys today. This is who they are, and they're members or whatever. And the membership is actually very, very active too. Men's clubs and women's groups, and they are regularly going, not only on weekends but during the week too.
Correct. Yeah, we have a men's club that tees off 7 days a week, Monday through Friday. They tee off at 11:30. On weekends, we start at 7:40. And we typically get about 10 to 12 groups on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and weekends. But yeah, great group of guys and girls. We have about 220, 240 members. And as country club members, we're about, 110, 120.
So. Yeah, and there is, and it's as affordable. If you're looking for a membership in a country club, it starts out just individually. If you just want, your golf taken care of for less than,
$235
a month, and you're playing as much golf as you can come out and play, and it's
range and golf, yeah,
range and golf. So it is an absolutely fantastic value. Chatting here with Joey Davis, tournament director out here at Forest Hills Golf Club. You guys, obviously COVID changed the industry up and down. The Oregon Golf Association, along with the Oregon PGA chapter and the golf course superintendents, did a great job in not having a pause. At least you were able to stay open and get rounds going, mm-hmm, and keep things operating. A lot of courses had to, couldn't have tournaments, couldn't do food and beverage for a while, all of those sorts of things. But it really allowed everything to focus on golf, and also introduced a ton of people that either had given up the game or were new to the game, needed something to do. Now that we're a couple, 3 years down the road, what have you guys learned running a course like here that sees as much play as any course here on the West Side?
Yeah, no, it was a busy time for us for COVID. It was good for the game, actually, believe it or not. It, as you said, it brought a lot of new people to the game. And as us going forward, we're making steps to make the game a little more friendly, like we said. We're adding some new tee boxes out there. We've made some greens larger. That's what about golf is. It's having fun, being social, and the score is a score, but it's been a good, actually. So it's
no question. At some of those changes that have gone on out here, if you've never played, 16 is one of maybe the signature hole. There's a couple others that could
16, 17.
Yeah, 16 and 17. So 16 is it's a blind tee shot downhill. The pond is down there at the bottom of the hill, about 285 from where the men's tee is. And then an elevated plateau green on the side of a hill overlooking it. And there was a lot, as you mentioned, some of those trees had come up. There was a big oak tree protecting the green that had kind of overgrown everywhere. But that's all been changed. Yep. You made the green basically a second green to the left of it. So
doubled the size, yeah.
Doubled the size of it, so it's much more accessible. There's still the one tree on the right side of the fairway, properly placed, where if you have a gentle, not-so-gentle fade,
correct,
blocks your second shot, but you've opened up the fairway on the other side of that, so you actually, if you hit it, if you slice it, you still have a chance to save it.
Yeah, yeah, it can run through, so... Yep, it was a good change. We made the fairway wider, and 16 is it's a good hole. It's tough, but we've made a few changes to make it a little bit more easier, friendly.
Yeah, I mean, there's enough challenge as it was, and I think that's one of the things. A course now that is approaching 100 years old,
yes.
As it goes, and we've seen, and I know Marcus Spiros, the superintendent here, and he's the you know in charge of the place, mm-hmm. taking it over from his dad. You know, we've seen that now where trees, you know, it's nice to have a little bit of shade, have something to deal with and kind of line those fairways. But as they get older, the overgrowth, the green, you know, courses do need some sun so the grass can grow. Mm-hmm. And he's been taking out more and more trees. What are you finding that is necessary to keep the courses healthy?
Yeah, no, it's been a good thing. You're right. You know, those greens do need sunlight to grow. And it's been a good thing. You know, losing trees is never a nice thing, but there's certain spots where we could take away trees and not affect the look, the layout, but more help the greens, help the spots that need it. So it's been good.
Chatting here with Joey Davis, tournament director out here at Forest Hills. We mentioned the original architect is William Bell, mm-hmm. and that's significant because the U.S. Open next week is going to be played at L.A. Country Club. He designed that along with Bel Air and Riviera. Yep. And so, you're seeing a design in a golf course that's going to look somewhat familiar when we see L.A. Country Club next week at the U.S. Open. That will be exciting. For members, but for people that haven't played the course, that haven't made it all the way out, the view is beautiful. You're right at the edge of wine country, the rolling hills, farmland, some vineyards. You could 20 minutes away from downtown Portland, and you feel like you are just completely away from the city. And so it's very relaxing in that regard. But when you play it, I think 4, 5, and 6 is maybe as tough a three-hole stretch as you're going to find around here, even playing – you know, some of the Pumpkin and other places, man, you have to be accurate. If you get out of position, you're frankly hooped, and I've been a lot out of position.
Yeah, those are some tough stretch holes right there. You know, number 4 is a long par 3.
How in 1927 do you – 208 yards for a par 3 with the equipment that they had.
They were probably hitting drivers.
They had to be hitting drivers and hoping to get there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a tough hole, but it's a good one, you know. It is probably the toughest hole out here, I think. You know, the whole green shape is you know, big back to front again. You got two protecting bunkers in front and yeah, a fast green. And like you said, 208 yards away is nothing short.
No, it's nothing short. And then 5 is a dogleg left, 415-ish yards. And for somebody that cannot draw the golf ball, I would say that hole's more difficult than 4.
Yes, yes. There is if you do hit a draw, it does help out quite a bit. You know, you can get one down to 150. And then, you know, but
and an uphill second shot.
Uphill second shot, another – back to front green and two bunkers, or excuse me, one bunker up front.
And then a double dogleg par 5, 550-ish yards is number 6. Now, it is a nice – it's maybe as much fun driving that hole because you're elevated and it is open. There's a slope to the right, so if you don't go on top of the hill, it'll come back in the fairway. But that second shot is brutal.
Yeah, number 6 is one that you can really let it go. It's lone fir. It's a big dog lake, double dog lake, right to left. But yeah, it's a great hole also.
So a lot of fun. And then the back nine is fun too, because you have three par fives and three par threes. And so the back nine, which was originally the first nine, the only nine, very scoreable. Mm-hmm. But accuracy is of utmost importance. So if you can drive it straight, length is not necessarily, it's helpful, obviously. Long and straight is always preferred. Mm-hmm. But accuracy, putting yourself in the fairway, you're going to have an opportunity to score on that back nine.
Yeah, 100%. The back nine is a little bit shorter. And like you said, you do have more scoring opportunities with three par threes and three par fives. There is more OB on the back. So, yes, definitely off the tee is important, being somewhat straight. But yeah, it's that is the original nine, and it is my favorite nine. So
it's a lot of fun, and I know sometimes on Tuesdays you reroute the nine. So come on out on a Tuesday, you can play it in its original state. It's a lot of fun. Joey Davis, tournament director here. Again, there are some country club membership opportunities, but those are closing up fast. You guys are getting close to full membership, as affordable as you're going to find out here.
Yeah, 100%. We've had a lot of new members join this last year, and we're getting close to our top number. So yeah, if you're looking to join, I'd hop on it.
But there's also, you guys do a lot of other tournaments that are open to anybody pretty much that's got a USGA handicap.
Yeah, we do monthly tournaments out here, usually on the first or second weekend. They're 2-day events. Our most popular ones are the partner events. We've got one coming up here and actually next weekend, the two-man Chapman. So
there you go.
Looking forward to it. It's a good event. Good times for sure.
They have a lot of fun out here. The weather's going to be perfect here for the next few weeks. So if you're interested in hosting an event out here, Joey is the guy to talk to. Joey Davis out here at Forest Hills. Thanks so much for having us out this morning. Hopping on, man.
It's all my pleasure, man. I enjoy it.
You bet. Well, we'll let you get back to work. Hunter Westcott, PGA Associate Pro from Northwest Golf Guys, going to join us next. He was the professional winner at the Callaway Invitational from the Oregon PGA last week. We'll talk to him, and we'll have some thoughts on the PIF-PGA Tour merger and what this is going to look like at some point down the road.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
There you go. We'll take a quick break. We're making the turn here. It's Golf in the Northwest from Forest Hills Golf Club on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Jason Swigart back here making the turn. We are live from Forest Hills Golf Club out in Cornelius, my home course. Thanks to Joey Davis, tournament director, for sitting down with us. He's back as the men's club. They have their crews going out this morning. Again, golfforesthills.com is where you can get all the information, tee times, lessons, tournaments, you name it. It is there. But right now, joining us on the line from Northwest Golf Guys, Hunter Westcott, PGA Associate Professional. He won the professional flight in the Callaway Invitational earlier this week, one of the pro-ams that is put on by the PGA Northwest section. But he is a local player as well, went to Westview High School. An outstanding high school golfer there, then went on to a great collegiate career, but now is back. And we've known Travis and the Northwest Golf Guys for a number of years, but now an associate professional. Yes, Northwest Golf Guys actually has its own club, its own membership with PGA professionals and now the Sim House. But good morning, Hunter. First of all, congratulations there. On the win, nice little paycheck there, 3 under, a 139 total out at Arrowhead Golf Club, holding off guys like Ross Kakula and Tim Frawley, who have been guests on the show. So congratulations on that, and welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it was a tough event and had a great time, and very excited to be on the show with you guys.
Well, yeah, and talk about your journey. I mean, you kind of got introduced as a youngster, but 12 years old, and for some people that end up getting into golf as a profession, that seemingly a little late. You played, as most kids did growing up in Oregon, soccer and club soccer. What was it about golf, being introduced to it and finding success early on, that just you gravitated to the sport and decided to make it your career?
Well, the funniest part about that is when I first started looking at golf, it was really to escape playing baseball. I started out playing baseball when I was little and wanted to get away from the sport, took a couple too many black eyes and said, you know what, like too many baseballs getting hit or something like that. I was like, I'm just going to get hurt later on. But what's something that I can do and look long-term, play long-term? And even with like soccer, I took too many injuries when I was playing. And so I looked at a sport like golf and said, you know what? It's fun. It's different. You know, Tiger being the pinnacle of golf, it was like, you know, how can you not be interested in this game, the sport and what it has to offer? And especially when you're, you know, going up the ranks kind of thing with junior golf, going into high school and college, like it was very easy to just pull me in and suck me into the game and just get me interested.
Well, and certainly played well enough. You earned a scholarship, Dominican College. And I got to say, look, I'm an aficionado of small colleges and stuff. I had never heard of Dominican College. How did you find them, or how did they find you?
A good old trip to Las Vegas. There was an AJGA event in Las Vegas, and conveniently my coach over there, Keith Prokop, he visited the tournament. It was a tournament for unsigned seniors in college, and I got a late start looking for colleges. You know, I knew I was good enough to play. It was just where was the question, and met up in Las Vegas, took a turn, and was super interested in the college. So I actually flew out to New York for a visit, and wasn't the perfect visit because I think it was about 0 degrees when I actually went and did the tour, but you know what, the team was great, the college experience was great, and you know, the big claim to fame for college was we walked in as four freshmen, and our sophomore year we turned around and made it to a national championship.
Yeah, 2017, and actually, the bad weather is probably the best time to go, because if you have a good time and the weather stinks, then you know you're going to have a good time when it's all good. Hunter Westcott is our guest, PGA Associate Professional. So you go, you set school records there, you go to a national championship. Did you harbor dreams of, hey, maybe I might be able to make it as a professional player? Did you try to go the mini tour route at some point? Or did you find out pretty quickly the difference between where you were at and where you had to get to?
Yeah, I think, you know, from an earlier age, once I got into golf, once I stopped the baseball side of things, I switched over to wanting to be a golfer. My big dream, like most kids probably, was, hey, I want to be a pro athlete, whatever the sport is. I just want to be a professional at something. But with golf, it was nice just because I started to develop very quickly in the game and figure it out a lot quicker than I expected. And so, I have the aspirations to hopefully try to make like a Korn Ferry or something one day, or, whether that's do some Monday qualifiers to try to get onto the Korn Ferry or something like that. But right now, I think I'm in a great position with Northwest Golf Guys, where it offers the opportunity to do the other side of golf, be able to teach people and show them and share with them what I've learned over my years of playing, as well as, like today we actually have a Northwest Golf Guys event out here at Spring Hill. So I'm over here at Spring Hill getting ready to run the event. But just offers me the opportunity to be around golf and develop my game at the same time, playing in these section championships and Oregon chapter championships against some very talented golfers that have played on like a Canadian tour or a Korn Ferry tour as well.
Well, we see that, and obviously Michael Block is playing on a sponsor's exemption this week. Didn't make the cut at the RBC Canadian Open, but came back with a nice second round there. I think the thing, Northwest Golf Guys, I mean, we remember talking to Travis, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and he was just getting sort of this thing starting. And now, not only do you guys have tours that are going on in Portland, Seattle, and over in Central Oregon, but you are now able to get your PGA Associate Professional designation, and you guys have the Sim House as well, where you're able to give lessons. Talk a little bit about just how far you and Travis have developed this thing.
Yeah, so I've been with Travis for about a year and a half now. And, Travis started this when this Northwest Golf Guys group started. It originally started just kind of as a course review article, nothing too tournament based that we are now. Like we kind of started transitioning that in the past, and Travis and Zach just turned this into this huge thing. We span the entire West Coast now. We go Seattle, Portland, Bend, our NorCal and SoCal groups. So we're spanning the entire West Coast now. And between memberships, like handicaps through the USGA and tournaments, I mean, we have a ton of members that, wide variety of members too, not just the scratch side, but handicaps between, 25s all the way down to a couple plus handicaps down there too. So we get a wide variety of players, and especially at the Sim House where we have two simulators, it offers me the opportunity to be able to help our players that go and play in our tournaments be able to come back to me and say, hey, this is what happened at the tournament. This is what I need to work on. And then I can sit down with them and we can start to develop a new game plan of what we need to do to help them succeed in their next event with us.
Hunter Westcott, PGA Associate Professional with Northwest Golf Guys here with us. You can find out more at the Sim House, simhouse.com. You can get information if you're looking for some lessons, some help. What's the strength of your game? They're the only player under par at the event at 3 under out at Arrowhead, which is not an easy track. Where is your game at? What's the strength of your game?
I take a lot of pride in my driving and my putting, especially with the putter. I think it doesn't get talked about enough how difficult putting can be. And just the ability to read lines and see lines, I feel like I try to look outside the box sometimes when reading putts or, looking at some difficulty out on the course. Same thing off the tee. I like to really shape a ball around corners or dog legs. And I think it's a very fun ability to be able to do that. And I take pride in being able to do that with my game.
Well, as somebody that struggles on the greens, I struggle with pace and judging speed. If I were to come to you, where would you want to start with somebody to try to get a handle on adjusting and getting the grasp of a speed of a green?
Speed of the green is a unique one, especially when you're going from course to course or different areas. You know, like today you're at Forest Hills, but then if you go to like a Langdon Farms the next day, the green speeds can be different. So sometimes it's tough to adjust. I would definitely say, you know, setting up about, you know, start at 6 feet and start to work backwards slowly. But I would start at 6 feet, then move 3 feet back, then move 3 feet back from there and roll three putts from, you know, set some tees in the ground, but roll three putts from each of these spots and go back till you're, you know, back 20, 30 feet and start to realize the length of the putting stroke you're taking. You know, one thing that amateurs do a lot is they accelerate their putter into the golf ball. And what happens is it causes speed fluxation. So you're basically going to hit one putt that's going to roll about to the cup. And then the next one you hit, you'll maybe accelerate a little too much and it'll go past the hole. So it's not decelerating into the ball, but something I would look at is definitely, you know, are you kind of hitting a pop stroke or are you accelerating? That's what I would do. And just work from that like 20 foot range, just really working on like lagging the ball, dying it next to the cup. So you have an easy tap in versus a no, you know, like a 3 or 4 footer coming back.
There you go. Hunter Westcott, PGA Associate Professional with Northwest Golf Guys. You can find out more about him and his teaching, thesimhouse.com. He's out at Spring Hill today, so don't hit him up today. He's running a Northwest Golf Guys tournament. But we congratulations again on winning the professional side of the Callaway Invitational. Thanks so much for stopping by. And I know Dirt and Sprague are playing in Northwest Golf Guys events. And so hopefully we'll run into you here sometime soon. Hunter Westcott, thanks so much. Have a great time out at Spring Hill, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you so much. Have a good day out of Forest Hills.
All righty. We will do that. And again, congratulations to Hunter. TheSimHouse.com is where you can go find out more about his story, his teaching, and everything else going on with Northwest Golf Guys. We have known Travis for years here with Golf of the Northwest and are so impressed with what he has turned that operation into. Okay, let's take a break. Come back. Business of Golf. I will share with you what we're able to find out. Jimmy Dunn appears to be the architect of how this PIF, PGA Tour, DP World Tour unification is going to work going forward. It is very, very early in its stage. The news broke on Tuesday. Everybody seems more confused now than what we thought we knew on Tuesday. I'll give you a few thoughts and what we've discerned as we wrap things up here. Live from Forest Hills Golf Club out in Cornelius, this is Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Which new driver is best for your game? Who makes the best golf gear? Where should you take your next golf vacation? Which local course should you get to know better? This is the Business of Golf, every week on Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
8:51 here, live from Forest Hills Golf Course out in Cornelius, my home course. Thanks again to Joey Davis, tournament director here, for sitting down with us a little bit about the history of the course. It's a great history, nearly a century old. And we encourage you to come out. GolfForestHills.com has all the information about upcoming tournaments, tee times. If you're interested in joining the Country Club membership here, very, very affordable. You've got just monthly, if you want to just play golf yourself, it's $235 a month, and that is unlimited golf and range for you. Such a great, great value. 16, much more playable now. They've opened it up a little bit. More tee boxes for newer players, kids, first-timers, and that's the key, really. It can be intimidating to stand back there on the back tees and go, I can't hit it that far. No, the point is to come out as far as you can hit it. Your skills will develop, and they've got plenty of practice facilities out here. There's 4 practice greens. There's a couple of chipping areas, the driving range, so all sorts of room and space for you to develop all aspects of your game. But in the business of golf, obviously this week, Tuesday, the news came. Dirt and I were sitting there getting ready to start the second hour, maybe a little NBA Finals, some Stanley Cup Final. No. What is CNBC saying? The PGA Tour and the Public Investment Fund from Saudi Arabia that was the financing arm to LIV Golf, announcing they've got the structure of a plan to unify all groups as well as the DP World Tour under an umbrella company that will be for profit that Jay Monahan will run. It has appeared now, as the news has come out, trickled out over the week, Jimmy Dunn is the architect of this deal. He is a investment banker, mergers and acquisitions guy that's also on the PGA Tour's board of directors, and well known within the golfing world. He finally reached out back in April to Yasir Al-Rumayyan, who's the governor and in charge of that public investment fund, and said, why don't we meet? They met over in England. They had dinner. They played golf. And some 7 weeks after, they've got the framework of a deal. Now, this is far from being finished, but the PGA Tour will still be the PGA Tour. Commissioner Jay Monahan, though, will become the CEO of this new operation, which will oversee LIV Golf and the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour. And so LIV Golf will finish out their current schedules. They're obligated. They have players. They need to go finish that out. But after this year, there's no guarantees. Plus, Monahan's the guy, along with the player advisory board from the PGA Tour, if guys like Bryson and Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka want to come back and play on the PGA Tour, if there is no LIV Tour, they're going to have to okay it through them. So you know there will be penalties. There will be punishment. They may not be allowed to come in right away, depending on a whole host of factors. And then there is the discussion, is the PIF now own the PGA Tour? It does not appear that is the arrangement, at least directly. The PIF will have the right of first refusal to be the tour's investment partner through this company that everybody is creating. And so if the PGA Tour, and where this comes into effect is for these elevated tour events moving forward, where sponsors were going to be asked to double, maybe even triple the sponsor check that they were writing before, and they're saying, we either don't have the funds or we're not getting a return on investment, then the PGA Tour can go to PIF and say, are you willing to invest here? It looks like PIF just wants to be involved in golf worldwide. For some people, that's just a non-starter. They're not going to listen to the rest of the argument, and perfectly fine. Rory McIlroy has been the most level-headed person throughout all of this nonsense. If you go back and listen to his tournament press conference Wednesday, barely able to have enough time to digest what was going on. But I think the thing that he said and the realization, personally, I think he's pretty upset. I don't think this is the way that he wanted it to come down. But he understands that if the PIF was going to continue to spend hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, and they wanted to be involved in golf, that they could keep LIV going. Maybe they come up with some other entity. Maybe they invest in something else. But there was always the possibility of more and more players and more young top players not even going to the ranks of the PGA because they could have a guaranteed income from something that the PIF was funding. Why not divert those funds back to the PGA Tour, keep the integrity and structure of the tour and its competition and its meritocracy, cuts, all of those sorts of things, and partner up there. I think that's the sentiment. We will see how this plays out. There are a lot of things that people can get all roiled up about emotionally, and not to say that it's not valid, but if the PGA Tour is going to keep itself together and keep the top players in the world, something like this was inevitable. So I will reserve a little bit of judgment till we see how this is going to look. They want to announce the tour schedule for 2024 coming up as soon as possible. So let's, and if more of the money trickles down, I would love to see it trickle down more to the Korn Ferry Tour level, those sorts of things, to develop guys and be able to really support them. That would be, I think, where even more in the investment you'd like to see. More thoughts on this as we get more details in the coming weeks and months. Thanks again to Marcus Sparrows out here, as well as Joey Davis, Tournament Director here at Forest Hills. Thanks to Hunter Westcott. That'll wrap it up for us. Center and Sink coming up next. Major League Baseball coming up at 12:30 today. I'm Jason Swigard. Hit him straight.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.